You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
what are you doing today? Something good?
Kind of. My parents are in town, and we are going to Costco to get a bunch of food for my in-laws' 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Fun, and they said it wouldn't last.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so excited. I've called in before, but I've never actually been on the radio.
Here you are. You're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah. Thanks. You haven't screwed up yet. You know, there are about a million people listening either now or on a podcast later. So think about that while you're talking to us, okay?
You're famous.
Okay, I won't swear.
You're so famous.
Yeah, don't swear. Do you swear a lot, Katrina?
I mean, enough. Not when my kids are around, but, you know.
That's the way I look at it. I think I swear just the right amount. Some people OS. They overswear, and it loses any of its... You got to know exactly when to use
it. It's seasoning, right?
They're used for emphasis, not just to throw around without any meaning.
Yeah. So, like, today could be like, where's the blankety-blank rotisserie chickens in this blankety-blank place? Yeah.
Exactly.
That's when you use it.
You got to know when and where is appropriate. That's just it. Yeah.
And I love a blank and rotisserie chicken. Let me tell
you what.
Give me some of that.
That's what Katrina's going to pick up with her in-laws. You just say your parents are in town, or is it your in-laws are in town?
So my parents flew in to help with the party. So we're having it at Chatfield, and my mom and I are basically making all the food for it. So.
Whoa, that sounds like a headache.
Where'd your parents fly in from?
We actually love to do that. We used to do catering and huge pig roast when growing up.
Oh, well then shoot, this is right up your alley.
Yeah,
like with the apple in the pig's mouth and everything?
I don't know if there was ever an apple. No. I'm sure there was.
Is that, or the pig roast, like when you bury it in the ground and cook it?
No, not like.
Put it on the spit.
Not like Hawaiian.
Not Hawaiian style.
Like a big roaster.
Okay.
Like a big roaster. It on the spit. Yeah. You're supposed to put
Which
an apple in it.
Terrifying.
Which I don't know why.
Thing spin around on
Yeah,
there.
Think how it is
well,
for the pig.
It's closed most of the time. You don't have to, like, watch it, but.
Where'd your parents fly in from?
Houston.
Oh, boy, it's a nice break for them. It's not all muggy. And did you grow up there?
Yeah, no, God, no. I would rather die.
God.
Oh, my God.
That escalated quickly.
No. You'd rather die than live there? Come on.
Yeah, there's no way. That weather would absolutely kill me. I grew up speaking. You know what? I grew up someplace a lot more mild, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Go Pack Go, Katrina. Go Pack Go.
Yeah, big year for us. Brand new team.
Yeah, it is a new team. It's very, very, it's probably the youngest team in the NFL. I think they're going to surprise people. That's what I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
I'm on Team Jordan Love. How about you?
Big time. Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
Because Aaron Rodgers, great player, but what an ass.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Tom, you score.
That word is allowed.
That was the seasoning.
See, I knew exactly when to use it when I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. Great player, ass.
Yeah. Yeah, he really turned into something, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
enough about that.
Player, so.
He's a great player. There's no denying.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
Take a breath. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, you can
just relax.
Right. And if you don't, at least you're not in Houston.
Think about that pig.
Yeah.
Well, we're not actually doing a pig roast for this one.
That's all right. I think of pigs of the past then.
Yeah, you got two good things. You're not in Houston, and you're not the pig on
that's
a
right.
spit. So.
With an apple in your mouth, all right?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Now, for everyone who's on hold, Nancy, Holly, Kelly, and Bobby... Even if Katrina gets this, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. And if you hang up, it just means you're just using us for the prize, and that'll hurt our feelings, so don't do that. Katrina, 10 seconds. The letter is L, as in love, as in Jordan Love. In 10 seconds, give me 5 traditional boy names that end in an L. 5 traditional boy names that end in an L. Ready? and go.
Carl, Earl. Oh my gosh, this is way harder than I thought. Daryl.
Oh, you got three.
Three.
I was looking for a Bill, a Phil, a Will, a
Al.
Michael.
Al's a nice, simple, short
Al,
one.
Al, Daniel.
It's a lot harder than I expected.
Maxwell, Nathaniel.
Jonel.
Joel. Paul.
Oh,
Joel.
Oh, there's so many.
There's a lot of them.
Now you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But listen, we really love chatting with you. Go Pack Go, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Here's Nancy. Nancy, what do you think of Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm
very
with
good.
You. You're on
good
Team
you.
Jer. I'm like, what?
I'm kind of glad that
what?
You said that, actually. What do you...
I'm not going to pretend.
That's all right.
Good for you. What are you doing today?
It's kind of a secret big day. I write under a pen name, and I have a book launch today.
Ooh, fancy
That's
pants.
Exciting.
What's your pen
Fiction,
name?
Nonfiction?
Oh, so many questions.
I don't write nonfiction. I write steamy small town rom-com. So
that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Like Hallmark stuff.
Yeah, except with sex.
Except with sex.
She's got the sex.
That should
be
the name
sells.
Of your next book.
I mean,
next
it sells
book.
Like crazy.
That's a good name for a book, Except with Sex.
Except with Sex by pen name. What's your pen name?
Oh, it's Delancey Stewart.
Delancey
Stewart.
Oh, yeah,
Stewart. I've got several of your books, actually.
Woo.
No, you don't.
They're good and they're raunchy.
I sweat when I read them.
They're not like that at all.
Come on. Are you like on Amazon KDP or something?
Yeah, they're everywhere. I've been published by bigger publishers, but I publish myself at this point.
Good for
that's
you. That's
cool.
The way to go
that's
in 2023.
Congrats.
Well, that's exciting. What are you doing for the launch?
Pretty much just working my day job.
Yeah, okay. I understand
sure.
that too.
What is your day job?
I do like branding and marketing stuff for B2B tech companies. So it's writing, but it's like I do fun writing in my free time and then boring writing at work.
Let me ask you something. With all the raunchy sex stuff that you're putting in your books, do you personally live that life, or is this total fantasy for you?
Well, rom-com's not really raunchy sex. It's more about the relationships than it is about, you know, the act.
But you said they have sex in them.
But it's just probably just normal sex, not raunchy sex.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It's pretty sex.
All right. So rom-com, though, do you take some of this from your own life, or is it all fantasy that you just dream up?
Well, I mean, all of the above, I guess. My books are sort of silly, so it's situations like the beginning of this one where this hockey player comes home to this apartment that he hasn't been in 8 months to find that someone else has rented it, and... So he sort of like makes himself at home, figures he'll figure it out in the morning, and then the woman who rented it comes home after a night out with her friends, and he's naked and asleep on her couch. So
oh,
it's kind of like
and then the sex commences.
Yeah, then they have sex on the couch.
Then they do the sex.
Mm-hmm. No. And then he has to go in the penalty box.
But he keeps his hockey helmet on the whole time, just to make it silly.
It sounds...
You guys could write your own book, because that would be...
Whoa, don't put the puck there.
Hey!
That's the name of your next book.
5 minutes, high sticking.
Hockey romance is a thing at all, though? My husband is like, why is this a thing? Most of those guys don't have any teeth.
Yeah?
Well...
I mean, isn't it kind of a weird sport to romanticize?
Well, you can, like, if you're making out, you can stick your tongue in the teeth holes.
No.
Yeah.
See, put that in your next book.
It's a weird kind of French kiss.
It's like flossing. Floss a friend.
Come on, Nancy. You should be jotting
down notes. There's another title for your book, Floss
Holy
a Friend.
Holy crap, we're selling books for you right now. You should be writing this stuff down.
How many books do you have?
How do you know I'm not writing it down? Like 30.
30.
Good for you.
You'd be writing.
You know, the plot of your new book sounds a little bit like House Sitter, the Steve Martin Goldie Hawn movie.
All these stories have been told before.
Sure. That's true. There are no new stories, but I'm not criticizing. I'm saying that's what it brings to mind. And since that was a good, fun movie, your book will appeal to people. They'll be like, oh, I like that story. I'm going to read Penelope's book or whatever.
Delaney.
Now I have to go Delancey.
Delancey.
But now I have to go and see the movie. I've never seen that movie, but I love Steve Martin.
How'd you come up with the name Delancey?
I will say this, Delancey Nancy, that one of my all-time favorite lines is from House Sitter with Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn, where they're talking to this guy who used to be this like Fortune 500 CEO and, you know, multi-millionaire, whatever. And now he lives on the street and no job and whatever. And some guy is talking to him and is like, what happened to you? And the guy's answer is, I can't say the word that he says, but I use it with that word all the time. He said, I got tired of all the big, hairy BS. And I quote that line all the time about how people in business, a lot of times, sometimes you just get tired of all the big, hairy bull, you know what.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
So go watch that movie, enjoy it, and wait for that line.
Okay. Something else to do today.
That's right. Something else to do today.
YouTube
ready
it.
To play the game with
YouTube
us.
YouTube it.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got for you? 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Nancy Delancey.
All right. For what?
Wait for it.
Five characters from The Simpsons. Five characters in The Simpsons. Ready and go.
All right. Mark, Bart, Maggie, Homer, and Mr. Crap. What's his name? Mr. Sims? Mr. Ned, the next door neighbor.
Ned works. Mr. Burns is who you were looking for. Mr. Burns.
You were
Burns.
Looking for Burns.
Burns.
What was the first one you said?
Bart.
Bart. Kind of like the biggest one.
I think you got five, and you are a winner!
You got Chainsmoker. No, you didn't.
No,
you guys.
She's going to the
Colorado Nationals car show.
Hey, listen, stand by. Josh is going to visit with you about your prize. We enjoyed talking to you, so thank you.
Bye.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you later.
You're welcome. Thank you. Congratulations on your book. We still have Bobby and Holly. Hey, Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bobby.
Do you like smutty books, Bobby?
It depends.
On what?
Depends on what kind of smutty. Are you talking like really smutty or just like, you know?
Just a dash of smut.
Just a dash.
Well, you tell us.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay
like
to say yes. You can say that.
They sell
like crazy. There are millions of women buying them, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be one. So just
That's
say,
true.
Hell's yes, Dom. I like smut.
Hell yes, Dom. I love smut.
Gonna save that audio.
Save that audio, will you?
Wow. Thanks for that, Bobby.
Oh, will you say,
you're going to hear that over and over.
Will you say anything I ask you to say?
I forgot what you asked me to say. I don't remember.
Oh, Bobby. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm just running errands today. Nothing special.
So no, nothing fun.
All right. What kind of errands? Like what?
Like, well, we're going camping this weekend, so just getting stuff ready for that, you know, groceries and
getting beans and hot dogs.
Yeah, filling up the propane tank, that kind of stuff. Yeah, okay.
Yep, that kind of stuff.
All right. Do you work? Right. What do you do for a living?
I do. I work for a temp agency, so I go around and wherever I'm needed at whatever business, that's what I do.
You're like a gun for hire kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
What's your strength, do you think?
I'm really good with, like, customer service. I really love people, and I can talk to just about anybody, and I can turn a bad situation into a good one.
Wow, that's like
a
superhero skill.
Nice. So you're very valuable, then.
Yeah, pretty much. It's probably why I've been with the temp agency for so long, because I have people who request me, so.
I feel like you should be a police officer or something.
No. Police officer? I admire police officers, don't get me wrong, but to me, that's...
Not for you. I just feel like the whole taking a bad situation and making it better, you'd be good at that.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, so that's kind of, you know, in the
Right, where you can be like, oh my God, you're bleeding really bad, but hey, good news is we can sew you
stitches.
Up. We can sew you up, no problem. Bad situation turned good.
Look at this tourniquet in my pocket.
Oh, I'm glad Bobby's here.
Bobby is like, hey, Jude. She takes a sad song and makes it better.
Yeah.
I try, Bobby.
That's
life,
right.
You know, great, you know, just take it one day at a time and roll with the punches. That's what I do.
I've learned something different. I found it's much easier to get through life if you take 2 days at a time.
Try it. I will. I'll try it, and I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, there we go.
You got anything else for Bobby, Jeremy?
I got nothing else. Let's play this game.
No, we already got a winner.
Never mind. We did get a winner, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You want to play just for fun?
Yeah, you can play for fun if you want.
Let's just do it for fun, then. Yeah,
there's no prize. We'll just see how you do, okay?
Okay, we'll try it.
Okay.
I'll pick one that we've used, like, recently, too.
Okay.
I don't like any of these. All right. 10 seconds. Five things that you wear on your head. Five things you wear on your head, Bobby. Ready and go.
A hat, a scarf, earmuffs, a headband, and a beret.
Yeah.
You would have won a prize.
You would have won something magnificent.
You almost should have said, no, I don't even want to try because if I get it, I'll be sad that I didn't get a prize.
No, not Bobby.
No. I got to talk to my
not happy Bobby.
In the morning, so, you know.
That's very sweet of you.
You're very kind.
I try.
Listen, have a great time camping. Thanks for spending your mornings with you, boys.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we will.
Bye.